This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Christopher R. Sokolich Jr., appellant, v. State of Missouri, respondent, decided April 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Christopher R. Sokolich, J.R., number ED112533, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Jefferson County verse. Cause number 22JECC0244, State of Missouri, Honorable Joseph A. Rathert, respondent. Filed April 8, 2025. Introduction. Christopher R. Sokolich, Jr., movant, appeals from the motion court's judgment denying his motion for post-conviction relief under Rule 29.15(1) after an evidentiary hearing. We affirm. Factual and procedural background. A jury convicted movant of one count of the class, a felony of first-degree murder, and the trial court sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole. At trial, the state presented facts establishing that the victim, was driving with movant and a third person, witness, to movant's grandfather's house, when movant asked victim to pull the vehicle behind a barn so movant could get something out of the trunk. As the vehicle pulled behind the barn, Movant reached over from the front passenger side and won all rule references Artemo, R. Crim, P. 2022, unless otherwise indicated. Two stabbed victim multiple times. Movant then exited the vehicle and walked around to driver's side, where he resumed stabbing victim for a total of 27 times. The state also established that earlier in the day, Movant had made statements to witness that he was going to be on the 6 o'clock news that night, he would not be available after that day, and he was enjoying activities one last time. This court affirmed Movant's conviction and sentence on appeal. State versus Sokolich, 660 SW3D 54, MOAP, ED 2023. Movant filed a timely Rule 29.15 motion. The motion court appointed counsel, who filed a timely amended motion. In the amended motion, Movant asserted that his trial counsel was ineffective for failing to argue the defense of imperfect self-defense. The motion court granted an evidentiary hearing at which Movant testified to the following. At the time of the murder, he had recently ingested methamphetamines, which made him paranoid and delusional. When he asked victim to pull over so he could get something out of the trunk, victim stated, "You won't need anything out of the trunk," and made a sudden movement with his hand. Movant believed he saw a knife in victim's hand, causing Movant to fear for his life, and this belief is what caused Movant to attack victim, grabbing a knife from the cup holder and stabbing victim to death. Movant testified he told his trial counsel he believed both that he saw victim holding a knife and that victim was about to stab him. Nevertheless, Movant's trial counsel did not inform Movant about the defense of imperfect self-defense and did not advise Movant that, in order to claim imperfect self-defense, he would have to testify at trial. Instead, trial counsel advised Movant not to testify. On cross-examination, Movant agreed that victim did not threaten him or brandish a knife at him before Movant stabbed him. Movant clarified that after he got out of the three vehicle and walked around it, the driver's side door opened, and he heard victim threaten to kill him, so he stabbed victim again. However, Movant agreed that witness had testified at trial that by the time Movant exited the vehicle, victim was already slumped over the steering wheel with stab wounds in his neck. Trial counsel also testified at the hearing to the following. The theory of defense at trial was that the murder was not premeditated and thus was not first-degree murder. Trial counsel advised Movant not to testify at trial because the prosecutor would subject him to a damaging cross-examination and another witness had already stated what they needed for the lack of premeditation defense. Trial counsel stated, however, he always told clients it was their choice whether or not to testify. While they were preparing for trial, Movant did not inform trial counsel he thought he saw a victim holding a knife, and Movant did not assert to trial counsel he had acted in self-defense. On cross-examination, trial counsel testified he did not believe a defense of self. Defense would have been successful because the facts of the case did not indicate self. Defense in that victim was unarmed, and witness, who was also in the vehicle, did not testify to any provocation or aggression by victim. Further, trial counsel B